In Days of 49, there's a text, the title of which I can't remember, which I wrote as prose, and my co-writer, Alan Halsey, turned into a concrete poem. But because Henry Moore has been important to me over the years, I wrote another, even more concrete poem, which is in The Selected. Yes, I was cured of interest in sport for life by being kicked in the spine, the base of the spine, when I was 14 or 15 at boarding school. And as a result of that, I spent most of my time at school in the art block, which was the only modern building. Actually, I'm still interested in cricket on the village green. Anyway, sorry, this is a long introduction. As a boy, my art master took me and one other boy, very privileged, to meet Henry Moore in his studio at Much Haddam, which was a very formative experience for me, and saw the studio and the little maquettes in the studio and the great plaster casts that seemed bigger than anything I'd ever seen out on the hillside behind that were weathered. And one of the little maquettes that I saw was Atom Piece. And this was maybe 1964 or 1965. When I got to Chicago, University of Chicago, not as a student, but just as a visitor, in 1968, after I left school, I saw Moore's sculpture, Nuclear Energy, which in fact was the same thing blown up. But he'd been forbidden to call it Atom Piece because PIECE can also be read as PEACE, and the authorities were extremely anxious. So it became Nuclear Energy, a much more boring title, although you can see that, you know, the two are intertwined. So this is a poem that evokes that, but also Henry Moore's work in general. Moore came from Castleford in Yorkshire, mining territory. He fought in World War I. And I wrote this, it's a concrete poem, as I said, in the shape of a skull or a grenade, thinking of his war experience. Bone metallic. What story holds here? Pebble human. Half polished. A little piece. Every contour learnt to gross up and win at point of chisel. A curve of hill. Mossy crag with mine shaft or stark fault. This is home. A childhood for bluff recall. Mother. Lamp light load bearing on throne, care sturdy as long neck reaches from shoulder. A castle tower over ward, never to admit what strain has some trench to scoop, then further cleft or cave. So comes a pierced skull. Better, absent belief, all in mustard haze under night flare, sings quiet by day. A bolder legend. Not after a medal, just pull, comrade. It'll count as much when shorn limbs speak on plinth, a Dale myth there to remember. The force drives on afresh, where tube sleepers go abstract in green.